Ready for the word? Alright, Ephesians 5, that's where we stopped. And we've been studying the book of Ephesians. Don't forget, we have established the fact that God speaks through men, yeah? So if you want to hear God, just listen to the people God has appointed to speak for Him. We've seen that all over the scriptures, from Moses, to Joshua, you know, to the prophet Elijah, Elisha, Jeremiah, Obadiah, you know, and we've seen that God always speaks through people, right? When God was going to correct David, He sent him Nathan, right? God did not go to David and say, you know what? You have done something that is wrong. So, how do you listen to God? You listen to the men He has sent you. God did not confirm Jesus Himself. No, He sent John. So John said, this is the Lamb of God. You listen to Him. But we are such a generation that, you know, people just don't believe that God can use men because you see their faults. You see their frailties. You see their inadequacies in code. And so you say, how can God use this one for me? You're wrong. Hallelujah. We have His treasure in earthen vessels. Amen. Alright, so we said, Paul will be in the right position to write to the church in Ephesians. No, I'm going to take that prophet series 6 very soon. 6, yeah? Take it 6 now. Is it 6 or 7? 6, alright. And I'm going to show you how God actually speaks to His prophet, especially. We're going to look at how Peter, Matthew are prophets. Hallelujah. And we look at their prophetic writing, but all of that later. Amen. So God speaks through men. Hallelujah. So Ephesians 5, and our theme starts from verse 8. For you are sometimes darkness. Can everybody hear me? Those at the back, everybody? Alright. For you are sometimes darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Is that Genesis? Eh? And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And the darkness could not comprehend it. And so, Paul is saying, when you see the works of darkness, you reprove it. You rebuke it. You go against it. Now, he's not just talking about demonic possession, because sometimes when people hear works of darkness, the first thing that is coming to your mind, you know, someone that is, and say, works of darkness. Nah. Bitterness is a work of darkness. Envy is a work of darkness. Jealousy. He just got married. What's special? The husband is not even fine. Shut up. Shut up, says the Lord. Amen. Shut up. Shut your trap, says the Lord of hosts. The husband is not even fine. My own guy. Where's your own guy? Your own guy that does not even know. You are dating yourself. Amen. you are seeing yourself. Shut up. Bitterness does not look good on the believer. Every time someone achieves something that is remarkable, your heart just goes, what's special? He says, reprove every work of darkness. That's Genesis 1. That's 1 Corinthians 5:19. So again, 5:9 rather. So we said, proper conduct is part of Christian faith. You don't teach that, we are born of the Spirit. Woo! Oh, we are full of the glory of God. Oh, we have received of His grace. Now we are saved. You know, after all of those sweet, nice stuff, you ought to now walk in the Spirit. Anyone that tells you, you know, Christianity, Jesus has done it all. You don't have to do anything. No, you still have to walk in the Spirit. You still have to be forgiven. Amen. You still have to be forgiven. Jesus will not forgive someone else for you. 1 Corinthians 5. Verse 9. He says, I write unto you in an epistle, not to company with fornicators. You, yet not altogether with fornicators of this world and with covetous or extortioners or idolaters, for then must ye needs to go out of the world. Can we verse 11? Not to keep company. Venomized. Come on. Covetous or idolater or railer. or a drunkard or extortioner. We saw them one, do not eat. Don't eat. Something like that. Don't have close communion with the works of darkness. You can't be a Christian. You're speaking in tongues. But you're keeping malice with someone. What is full of grace about what you are doing? Say, if you know me, Pastor, I don't get angry. When I get angry, that's why I don't get angry. Well, shut up. First, shut up. So, as you don't get angry now, we should give you a word that when you get angry, you can be mad. A word for slow to anger, but it's a dynamite. You know, when you say someone is gelling right now, a dynamite, an explosive. Yeah, I think gelling right. Yeah. Hallelujah. Calm down. Don't have communion with your unfruitful works of darkness. So it says, walk in the light. Walk as children of the light. In 1 Corinthians 10. You know, some people don't have an issue with speaking in tongues. They can speak in tongues all day long. Oh, my dear, sir, but you are not kind. You're not kind. You are following after the epistle that says, Daddy. And it's not from God. So you should say, Marenry. What's that? Now I've told you before that such languages and such descriptions are not for the believer. It's not what you should be appalled by. It's not what should be your appellation. Say, this one doesn't take nonsense. Now I understand the role of discipline. You don't take nonsense. But there are times you have to take nonsense. Amen. I mean, as a Christian, there are times where you have to just say, nah, this nonsense is mine. Hallelujah. Because you also make mistakes. Who are you? You make mistakes. In all of your glory, you are flawed. Someone say, is God flawsome? You are awesome, but you are flawed, so it's flawsome. You also offend people and they forgive you. Learn to forgive others. Amen. I will never. If you know me very well, you know I've tried that nonsense with me. I'm a Christian, but I'm not a smart man. Sometimes you have to be a smart man. Amen. You have to take, what they call it, beg. You have to be a smart man. Hallelujah. First Corinthians 10, you there? Verse 14. Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. Idolatry. Idolatry means to seek another. It's the same sin as adultery. Where you have something and you long after another. Idolatry is not just until you have a figurine in your room. You are putting palm oil. That guy is an idol worshiper. No, some people idolize money. Some idolize fame. Everything you are looking for is to blow. Bow. Like transformer. And so you're going to miss prayer times for blowing. You're going to miss study times. You don't just cherish Jesus. In your heart, in your mouth, you say Jesus is Lord, but it's not in your heart. Don't be an idolater. John said, my little children, flee from idols. That's what he said. He said, flee from idols. No? Let there be no secret throne in your heart. Throne, you know, someone wealth. No, there's nothing wrong in wanting to be rich. Everybody wants to be rich, yeah? Someone heard me talking and preaching on material prosperity. And you know my disposition towards it, concerning faith in Christ. And he said, you're talking like you don't want to be rich. I said, forget that. Don't forget that. But if I did not tell you that faith brings money. Faith doesn't bring money. But I want to have money. Amen. I think I taught you during camp meeting that when someone prays for me and says, you have money in Jesus' name, I'll say, amen. Would that be possible? I hope so. We can only hope. Amen. But if you say, you have money, I'll say, amen. Hallelujah. But don't idolize it. Don't idolize it. Flee from idols. So he said, flee from idolatry. Verse 15. I speak as unto wise men. Judge you what I say. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? Look at verse 20. Can we verse 20 together? But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrificed, they sacrificed to devils and not to God. Don't have fellowship with devils. So again, the scriptures warns over and over again that we should flee from the works of darkness. Say, walk in the light. every day of my life, Christ is my light. Amen. Amen. Alright? 2 Corinthians 6. 2 Corinthians 6. Verse 15. Let's start with verse 14. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship does righteousness have with unrighteousness? What communion does light have with darkness? What agreement, that's the word concord there, does Christ have with Belial? And what pact? He that believes in an infidel. Can we read verse 16 together? The temple of God with idols, for you are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. Say, what agreement does the temple of God have with idols? No agreement. I've shown you before, when they brought Dagon before the Ark of God, before the Ark of Covenant, what happened? Dagon fell face flat. There's no agreement between the Ark of God, the temple of God, and demons. Don't get comfortable in sin. Everyone makes mistakes one time or the other. But don't get comfortable. Don't get to a point where you're not remorseful about it. That's happened. Yeah? I've said this story many times before. There was a lady I was discipling. I was 27. 2007-2008. I used to teach her God's word and all of that. She was in GS3 as then. Was it GS3 or SS1? She's a guy who's now married with children. I've said it before. So she made a mistake and all of that. Slept with someone. And then she came to tell me herself. I didn't know by the spirit. I didn't know by anything. And she came to tell me and all that. And I was really full of grace. Amen. As conk and lawish as I can be at that time. I was full of grace. I can be very, very strict as I then. I don't think I'm that strict again. Now I just embrace everyone. Shola, that should be the devil. Amen. So I was going to embrace her and say, you know what? Mistake's gone. You told me yourself and all that. Then she said one thing, but I know Christ has forgiven me. It doesn't matter. Am I the one that will tell you that one? You are the one that will tell me. I did something to her that I don't want to say. Amen. You are getting comfortable in sin. Some people lie. They tell a lie and they don't feel anything about it. Just tell a lie. Da. Believer. Oh, they're Julie, man. You just drop it like that. Some people have backup to their life. You know, when you have backup fire, recycle bin, where they can go and bring up extra lies that back up the genesis of life. Yeah. Actually, what now happened is that when I got there, then after I got there, then this guy now came. Can you call him to ask? He's a liar. Amen. So I don't tell lies. How about that one? So I don't tell lies. That sounds like children church. Huh? So I don't tell lies. I am a believer in Christ. His spirit has worked in me. I speak the truth always. Amen. Alright. So, go back to Ephesians. That's where we're coming from. So it says, chapter 5, verse 11. Reprove the works of darkness. For it is a shame even to speak of those things that were done, which are done of them in secret. But all things are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever things does make manifest is light. Wherefore he says, awake you that sleep. Arise from the dead and Christ shall give you light. That's salvation. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. So how do I become wise? I walk in the will of the Lord. Right? I walk as a child of light. I walk in the light. Alright? That's how to be wise. Then he gives us examples of the wisdom of God and what he does in a man. In verse 18 he says, be not drunk with wine, wherein is in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Do not drunk with wine, wherein is in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. A subject matter we have explored over and over again, that it compares and contrasts being filled with the Spirit with wine. Have you seen someone under the influence of alcohol before? Let me see that. My dad used to have an hotel. 2006, 7. Not just one, actually. About two of them. He didn't allow my sisters to go at all. Because he himself was feeling, what do you call it now? Guilty. People get to smoke there. They drink. My own part is just pepper soup, you know. Amen. So I had chicks. So when he said, God said he should close it, why did God say it? Is it God or your heart? So my sisters never came there. I used to go there. I used to sleep in hotel, not at home. What's the point of sleeping at home when you have hotel? So I just get key. I mean, like the son of a rich man. It was a hotel, but a hotel. Amen. No, it was quite big. It was as big as this building. It was quite big. It had more than 40 rooms. So you should know it's quite big. But it's a bad hotel. Amen. You know? And so, I get to see people drunk. You come in with your two legs, but you walk out like an handbag. And then, I'm not drunk. Is this not you? It's me. Okay? Let them tell you the truth. You are gone. You know, then Paul says, don't be drunk with wine. Be filled with the Spirit. That is, what wine has on people, let the Spirit of God have it on you. Does that make sense? You know, nobody is drunk with wine and you cannot see it. You see it. You say, this guy is drunk with wine. This guy is drunk. Their words will show it. He can tell you, I love our president. General Sonny Abacha. You say, this one is gone. I'm taking more than one bottle. He said, the president is so gracious. Our president, the Queen of England. How can the Queen of England be your president? Why? The wine is having a toll on his words. He can see a window and say, this is the door. And he's trying to do it. Hallelujah. I had a roommate once in university. At Lutz then. And he used to smoke. I already threatened him the moment they paired us together in the room. And someone was already telling me, they already gave me his background, everything. He's one of the key smokers in the land. I said, wow, that's interesting. Alright, let's see how it works. You know him, yeah? So, when we got to the room, and I said, are we going to buy a rug? He said, rug, he said, we don't need rug. I said, well done. We agree on that one. I embrace you. I don't need drug. You don't need drug. He said that he wants to buy TV. I said, I don't need that one. I'm deeper. I don't watch TV. He said, well, get voila. So I told him, I said, number one rule, you don't smoke in this room. And you don't drink in this room. He said, as much as your room as my room. I said, this is boys. Yay! And my own voice is not thick. I said, you know what? If you drink or smoke, one day you'll be drunk and you come in here and I will stab you. And you will not know and I will tell the authorities that you came with a knife. So will you be drunk? Say, are you threatening me? I said, exactly what it is. I'm threatening you. Hallelujah. So one time he came home drunk. He came to the room drunk and all that. I just blew the door. He slept on the floor outside. So I've seen what it means for someone to be drunk. Amen. So Paul says, don't be drunk with wine. Be drunk with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Let the Spirit of God influence you the way wine influences drunks. Hallelujah. Be filled with the Spirit. Be consumed with the Spirit. So, you see a Christian say, I don't know how to rejoice. I don't know how to rejoice like that too. No. Let the Spirit of God have a massive influence on you. I don't know how to speak in tongues. Like anybody just say, No. The Spirit of God must influence your words, must influence your actions, your dispositions, your decisions. It must be that of the Spirit of God. See, I'm influenced. I'm influenced by the Spirit of God. Let the Spirit of God overwhelm you. That's what it's saying. Let Him overwhelm your sight, your hearing, your living. So He begins to tell us the expressions of being filled with the Spirit. So how do I know I'm filled with the Spirit? Verse 19 says, you are going to speak to yourselves in psalms, hymns and spiritual songs. Again, this is not something, it's not rocket science. Psalms means poetry, words, songs inspired by God's Spirit. So I can have lines that, you know, it just comes to mind. For example, we sang one earlier on. The dark has, no. Which one did you sing today? The new creation is the Father's work. full of His glory, we have been helped, all of that. Joined with the Lord, this union is the, that's the psalm. You can't find that one on Google yet. Amen? Because we've not put it online. That's a psalm. Those are words inspired by the Spirit of God, and you put a melody to it, and then you sing it in the song. So it becomes a spiritual song. A song by the Spirit. A song in and around the things of the Spirit. Does that make sense? Say, I have psalms. No, 1 Corinthians 14:26. He says, when you are all gathered, he says, every one of you has a psalm. I have psalms. So he says, when a man is filled with the Spirit, he can sing psalms. When last did you sing a song that you did not hear from someone? I mean, you're in the bedroom and you just go, I know a lot of people sing in the bedroom. It's weird to me though. It's very weird to me. I don't know how. But I try. Amen? Because what I do is actually, I listen to tapes on, or play something. Yeah? But a lot of people, I went to Body Now, so I know people sing in the bedroom a lot. Don't ask me the song they sing in Body Now. It's very crazy. When last did you sing by the Spirit? It's not for a set of Christians. No, it's for everybody. It's for you. You can sing by the Spirit. Say, I can sing. Come on. Say, I can sing by the Spirit. Exactly. You can. So it says, one of the ways you know a man is influenced by the Spirit of God is he has psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, songs by the Spirit of God. He says, making melody in your heart. Sometimes it's not a song, it's just melody. You know that before? You want to which song this one? I'm not saying you are singing a Olekuo. That is. And I'm making melody. No, you are singing Yahoo. Like one brother like that would say, sing song. I believe in your name. I believe in your holy name. Ah, everybody, I sing about it every night and day. Your name brings healing. I believe in you. Oga, come. We know what you are singing. We're up in there like we don't know, but we know what you are singing. Fly, you want to fly. Hallelujah. No. You can actually have songs by the Spirit of God. We have loads of them in church here. And we are still going to have more. Hallelujah. At least 10 million more. Amen. Sing. How do I know I'm filled with the Spirit? He says, I sing. I make melody in my heart. Woo! You make melody in your heart to God. You make melodies in your heart to God. How about that? Then he goes a step higher. He says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus. So he says, one of the ways I know that I'm also full of the Spirit is that I am full of thanks. One of the ways I know that I am full of the Spirit of God is that I am giving thanks always. So, the expression of the Spirit in a man will be seen in thanksgiving. Thanksgiving means I am walking by the Spirit. One of the clearest measures of spiritual maturity is seen in thanksgiving. Some people don't know how to give thanks. I'm not talking about someone gave you something and you say thank you. No. I mean, to God. You go all day moaning and grumbling and murmuring and whining. I don't even know. I think some people before, their chorus is, I don't know how to do it. Anything. These guys are overfried. Oh, ATM cards in the ATM machine. Be fast now. Calm down. Amen. Everything is complaining. That is not from the Spirit of God. Don't spend time grumbling over everything. I don't have money. This is my ankle is paining me. No one even understands me. Everyone is doing fine except me. Pick your own sub, as I'm saying. You know. Everyone in life is doing fine. It's only me, God. Why? It's God everything. God why? God when? Amen. Why are you grumbling? He says, giving thanks always. If you have said, oh, try and give thanks most of the time. I would say, oh, well, I'm trying. No. He says, give thanks always. Tell someone besides, he says, give thanks always. I say, bro, sis, give thanks always. Say, why are you frowning now, bro? Ah. Oh, yeah, smile. First smile. Let's first know that your heart is free. Smile. What that song again? Smile. Don't you know God loves you? Sing to your neighbor now. Sing to me. I love you too. Take your time, smile at someone, and before you're true, someone will be smiling back at you.
Someone will be smiling.
I thought you'd be thinking someone will be smiling. Someone will be smiling. Bro, I didn't make for a cost though. Hallelujah. It says, give thanks always. How do I know I'm full of the Spirit of God? Giving thanks always. Is it telling you that things will always be smooth? Is it telling you that things will always go the way you want it? Nah, really. Life is full of its up and downs. Amen? But it says, give thanks always. Give thanks always. Paul says, God wants you to give thanks always. This is a man who is not just talking the talk. He actually walked the talk. He did what he asked them to do. In Acts 16, you know, Paul went to Macedonia. He wanted to go and preach. He went to Macedonia and said, I'm going to preach. Imagine your first missionary journey as a missionary. God has promised you everything. You know, nations are bound to you, all of that. Then you get there, then they throw you inside prison. Have you been in jail before? I have been in police custody. Don't raise your hand, please. Someone's not going to say, hey, that brother. Are you a Yahoo? If you have been to a police custody before, I've not been arrested before, amen. Some people cannot see it for themselves. I remember there was a time I was in front of Luke Gate, these SAS guys and all of that, and then they saw me with a laptop, and this guy said, I have told you before, yeah. I've shared it before. And they saw me with a laptop, and said, all these Yahoo boys! I said, me, if I have, this is where I'll be looking. Oh, Yahoo boys! Open your laptop! Ah, I said, gladly. So they open it. They will force folder. Forgiveness of sin. Yeah, that's how they were pretending. He's in the inner folder. I said, open it. Open another one. Daniel of prophets. Open another one. What to do when you don't know what to do? I said, open more. They bring your phone. I said, gladly. Is that going through the contact? Pastor, this. Brother. Everybody's brother. Everybody's sister. Good job. So, one of my lecturers now passed. I've said it before. One of my lecturers now passed. I said, Pastor, what are you doing with police? He said, you are a pastor. He said, drop something. I said, if I drop something, I thought you have harassed me. Hallelujah. So, Paul found himself in the cell, first missionary journey, first prison. And guess what he was doing? Bible says in Acts 16:25, Paul and Silas sang praises. It takes something to sing praises in the cell, if you know what cells mean. I mean, your hands are bound, you are behind the bars, and you are saying, I sing praises to your name. Praises for what exactly? But that's what it means to give thanks always. Giving thanks always unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus. So Paul did not just say it, he practiced it. You know, we have models now and influencers that they don't practice what they do. I saw one of the celebrities in marketing, is he Itel or Infinix? And I said, this guy is not using Infinix. This one. He will have the latest iPhone. So you have models that they model Itel, but they use iPhone. No, that's not what Paul is doing. When he tells you to give thanks always, that is because that is the Christian thing to do. There are times when you are going to be down. That's the truth. There are times when you will not feel up to it. There are times when you will not even feel like it at all. And there are even times that you don't want to even come to church. But we do God's work. Amen. We give thanks always. So he's in prison and he's giving thanks. What kind of praises do you sing in prison? I don't know. Is it the dark has nothing on me? I don't know what kind. Jesus set me free.
Why should I be bound?
What kind of praises do you sing in prison?
Well, you get the idea. Give thanks always. Amen.
So he enjoined the church in Philippi. Look at Philippians chapter 1. He learned something. So you camp your life around thanksgiving. Philippians 1. In verse 3. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. So he's thinking about the church and he says, every time I remember you guys in that church, I thank God for you. So you can thank God for your church. Amen. You can thank God for the local church. I thank my God every time I live in remembrance of you, upon every remembrance of you. In verse 4, always in every prayer of mine, for you all, making requests with joy. So, thanksgiving is part of prayer. Don't forget in Philippians 4:6. Be anxious for nothing, but in all things with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. So thanksgiving is part of prayer. Philippians 4:6. Don't let your prayer be all ask. God, give me iPhone 14. He just released his father. Father, do it for your boy. Learn to give thanks. Amen. Learn something. Verse 18, Philippians 1. What then, notwithstanding, every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached. And I therein rejoice. Yeah, and I will rejoice. Again, he's still talking about his disposition of thanksgiving. He will rejoice. In verse 25. And having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith. So thanksgiving is part of faith. Philippians 3, verse 1. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things unto you to me is indeed not grievous, but for you is what? It is safe. He says, rejoice in the Lord. Say, rejoice in the Lord. Tell someone besides, say, rejoice in the Lord.
Rejoice in the Lord.
Philippians 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, in case you did not hear it the first time, rejoice. Amen. It's part of our faith. Our faith is a joyful faith. Learn to give thanks. Learn to be full of joy. Learn to be full of appreciation. And I'll tell you the things you'll be full of appreciation for. In verse 10, Philippians 4:10. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly, that now at last your care of me has flourished again. When you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. Alright. So, am I saying that every time something happens, you give thanks? Yeah, maybe that's what I'm saying. But is there a time, sometimes, you know, say someone passes on, for example, or there's an accident, and I say, ah, you thank God. Ah, amen. Be wise. That's what he said now. You know, in Romans 12, 15, he already told you, he said, Romans 12, verse 15, he said, you rejoice with those who rejoice. You mourn with those who mourn. Amen. All right, so you don't see an accident scene and say, we thank you, Lord. Ah, that'd be stupid. Amen. I'm stupid. But let your life be tinged with rejoicing. There's nothing about the Holy Ghost that makes you frown. You know, sometimes when people go to church, they feel the emblem of spirituality, or the ensign of spirituality, that my face is like this. I remember there was a pastor, I went to preach for a pastor, an elderly pastor, one of the people I consider elderly friends. And so I went to teach in the church. I think I've told this story before. And when I got there, I was just smiling with my bag. So the usher told me, sit here. And I sat there. So I was smiling and all of that. So when the pastor saw me, he looked back and saw me. So he came and said, I'm okay, yeah, I'm okay. The usher asked me to sit here. Because I was going to minister, I was against minister, but apparently he didn't know. She didn't know, actually. Because my picture wasn't there. Which you know why. Hallelujah. I don't like it. You know, thank you for the better wishes then. I was seeing my picture everywhere. It was cringy. I had to meet some of you. For the time being, I don't want to see my picture. Hallelujah. Hey, Paul, did you see my own? I think I tried to reply to almost everybody. I tried. Amen. I had extra help to reply. Alright. You know, so when the pastor now called me and I thought, and when I was done, she now came, she was apologizing. I'm sorry, sir. I didn't know you were the guest minister. You are smiling. What should I do? And I'm not fastly. When we are younger, when you buy a guest minister, their first outlook is to be mysterious. They just go. Oh God, are you the only ghost? Are you the only ghost? When I infect our church. So he said, we have in our midst a great man of God. Like, you're not happy with what they are saying. Husband of one, father of two. Amazing. God is using him. Then you are smiling. I said, I will always smile. Amen. I'm in the church of God. I will smile. Amen. Hallelujah. Where believers are gathered. Where the Spirit of God is massive in influence. I will smile. What else do you want me to do? Cry. Hallelujah. So I'm full of thanks. Alright. So again, he says, look at David. In Psalm 57. So we said, thanksgiving is part of faith, right? Psalm 57. Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me. For my soul trusts in you. Yeah, in the shadow of your wings will I make my refuge. Until these calamities be overpassed. I will cry unto you, O God, Most High. Unto the God that performs all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. But be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me, into the midst whereof they are falling themselves. Selah. My heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Amen. This is Saul. This is David when he just left the cave of Saul. Where Saul wanted to go and kill him in the cave. And guess what he's doing? He said, my heart is fixed on you. And as he's saying it, his heart is beating. Is that what I've been saying? No. I say it again. My heart is fixed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then my heart is fixed on you, Lord. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. He said, I will sing. Do you think your first response when you are being chased down by a crazed king? A crazed king who is ready. God has left him already. So, you know, that's the worst person to fight. Someone who has nothing to lose. Someone uses that to abuse someone in body now. So, he wanted to fight the guy. The guy said, I can't fight you. No, you are not fine. You didn't get that. Yeah, you are not fine. If anything happens to both of us, I'm the one that will lose you. Injury can even make you finer. Everybody just said, you have won the fight. Don't worry. Go to bed. Saul had nothing to lose. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So, he was going to chase David down. David said, no, my heart is fixed on you. You know, you are expecting that what he will say is, something like that. Very same artist. I will sing unto you, Lord. What a response. What a response. Thank you, Jesus. So it takes being deliberate to always be full of thanks. Sometimes things don't go your way, but it takes being deliberate. Oh Lord, I know things are not really what I expect now, but I thank you. I thank you for the gift of life. I thank you for salvation. I thank you for my family. I thank you for my job. You know, some folks, it's the same job you have been praying for since. You now have it. But because you have seen other people getting higher salary, now that job is not satisfying. And then, like, it's my job. But you are praying for that job some months ago, about a year ago. You just wanted any job. You said, Father, even if it's 70K. Father, even if it's 20, if I just get something top. Now you had a job. They gave you 150. I know people in my level where they are collecting. Calm down. Be full of thanks at least. Amen. Learn to give thanks. You that nobody was agreeing for you. Then later. You now had a wife. Suddenly she's not beautiful. You are not serious. Now people come for counseling and ask them, what do you see in this person that made you like her? And don't tell me the glory of God. Everybody has the glory of God. Why do you see our own glory of God? Out of all the glory, this one shines brightest. Amen. Because suddenly you are now grumbling and complaining. Shut up. Be full of thanks. The same admission that you have been longing for. That God, I just even want to just do it. I just want to, even to also even have a degree. Even if it's HIV. I said, BSc. I don't want to have any degree. Anything. Now you are having the degree. Remember when we were looking for admission then, admission was something else. Because in church, everybody would just come. Testimony time. I want to thank God. Last year I sat for an exam. And I sat for the exam soon now. Is it about exams? I sat, and I want to thank God I've now been admitted to, there are some universities that, so I want to admit one university particularly. OU. You are from OU. Don't vex. But the name stands OU, like, oh, we are here. Like it's not a real school, something like that. It's an exclamation. Sorry. The name is funny. And FUNAP. Amen. You should attend good schools. Amen. Just attend anything in University of Lagos. Anything in Lagos. I give it to you. Amen. Some people who claim they went to private university, Covenant, hold on you. Eh? They are here. They are looking at me. They know they did not go to school. But we're full of thanks. Amen. See, I'm full of thanks. So they, but Pastor, me, I have not gone to school. Be full of thanks. You just said you have not gone to school. We didn't know. You didn't have to tell us. Amen. Nobody's going to treat you. Whether you are, if you come on, that has nothing to do with your faith in Christ. Just the same way being married or single doesn't have anything to do in this church. Being literate or being literate. Nobody's going to, if anybody addresses you as doctor or something, engineer or something, it's not part of our church. Amen. You don't call anybody engineer or chief or doctor. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
So be full of thanks. You have to be deliberate about it. Look at God's word. Look at His promises. Look at His glory. See what He has done. Then give thanks. If you trust God as much as the scriptures enjoins us to, then nothing will move you. Let me say it again. If you trust God as much as the scriptures tell us to trust God, then you'll be unmovable. Primarily, we thank God for what He has done in salvation. If you look at that Ephesians 5:20, go back there. It says, giving thanks for all things. He used that same all things in chapter 1, verse 11. In whom we have obtained an inheritance. That word all things, He used it. He said, in whom we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who has worked all things, all these things. From verse 4, He has chosen us to be holy. Verse 5, He has predestinated us. Verse 7, we have redemption through His blood. So He said He has worked all these things after the counsel of His own will. Then Paul says, give thanks for all things. Does that make sense? So, primarily, our thanksgiving is because we are saved. We have the life of God. Say, I have got the life of God. Oh, no, come on, that's not everybody. Say, I've got the life of God. Say, I've got the life of God. Thank you, Jesus. When you come to church, those are things you say boldly. You ask you, are you born again? You say, well. I'm born again. Okay. You join well. I'm very born again. Very. If I don't want to come here, because my shot is to be here at my navel. When I got to Lagos, I saw nobody was putting shorts there. I said, what's happening? Sorry, I schooled in Ibadan. One of the best schools in Nigeria. Really, I'm serious. If you grew up in Ibadan, you know what I'm saying. I thought nobody was putting stuff here. So in my year one, I used to pray around Unilag. Unilag was so small, because in Ife, you can't walk around the campus. That's your debt. You can't walk around the campus. You know, the campus has villages. There are villages inside the campus. So imagine what it's as big as a city. So when I got to Unilag, first night, I already walked around. I mean, I have covered the entire campus. I said, how many hours? So when I got back to my hostel at night, my roommate, Joshua, he said, where are you coming from? I said, I went to pray. He has known he saw a ghost. He said, he went to pray. Where? I said, I did my prayer walk. So what's prayer walk? He said, you don't know what prayer walk is. In Ike, prayer walk, You know, there's this motion ground, you know, where you don't know the person, he doesn't know you. You go there, you see him praying, and you just join hands, and you start praying. And after 4 hours, you leave the person. And you don't bother to know who is that, who is the person. That was how me and I knew prayer on campus. Everybody was burning for God. How you need lag? But things are changing, amen. The power of God will cover the land. Hallelujah. You know, I go there, I say prayer walk. He said, what's prayer walk? I will be walking and be praying. Yeah. You are SQ. I said, very. Now what do we have to eat? You are all these Christians. I said, I'm very Christian though. In case you are trying to try something later. Maybe only witchcraft or something. Oh, Christian God. Amen. Hallelujah. Learn something? So we first thank God for salvation. You give thanks because you have eternal life. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him, you have believed, right? Whosoever believes in him would not perish. Perish means would not die. Amen. But have everlasting life. What does that mean? Everyone who has believed in Christ, even though they sleep in this present body, they will live forever. Amen. Life eternal is worthy of thanksgiving. I told the leader some things some months ago. I said that if you know how temporal our stay in this world is, you won't take things this serious. I mean, you won't take all these material stuff this serious. Amen. Death is actually a joke. It's not. People are scared of death. Why? There is nobody in the entire scriptures who believed God and was scared to die. Because it's a transition. Amen. Paul says, don't die is gain. I mean, if I want to gain something now, he said, I will die. So live is Christ. If I'm living because of him. I'm living to preach. I'm living to teach. I'm living to demonstrate things of the Spirit. But to die, let me tell you the truth. Say it's gain. Why? Because we have eternal life. We'll be with the King. Why does it scare you? Amen. It doesn't scare me. I just don't want to die young. You have long life. Amen. God's power is working in your body to do his will on the earth. Amen. Alright, so we thank God for salvation. The fact that we are now children of God. That's worthy of thanksgiving. It's not until you get a contract. It's not until you get a job that is paying you 7 figures. It's not until you earn in dollars. Tech bro, whatever you call it. No. The fact that you are saved is worthy of thanks. You learn something? So you make it an habit. That 1 Thessalonians 5. You learn something? 1 Thessalonians. Don't forget we are looking at the book of Ephesians. We are in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 20. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. What is the will of God? In everything, come on, what is the will of God? In everything you watch, give thanks. How about that? See, I don't even know God's will. I don't even know what God wants me to do. In everything, give thanks. That's what I want you to do. Murmuring is a sin. Sometimes when we look at, when we say walks of darkness, we focus on idolatry, lies, theft, you know, you look at different kind of vices. But you forget that murmuring and complaining are also sin. It's a sin. If someone has money now, maybe this is not where I would be. Maybe, is this what my mates are doing? What are your mates doing? What exactly are your mates doing? Because I don't know when you took the census. All my mates are now married. Okay. Some of your mates are dead. Some of your mates have not believed in Jesus. Amen. Some don't even know the purpose of life. Some are suicidal. I'm not saying you're going to thank God on some are suicidal, but I'm not. I thank you. No. I'm saying don't compare yourself with anyone. You give thanks in everything. Some Christians, mama, complain at home, complain on the job, complain in the church. You know that church? I don't even know. Pastor has never called me once. When did you call me? I mean, they wrote it somewhere that I must be the one to call you. Say, you are the shepherd. You too are the sheep. You used to say, meh, meh. Say, that's why they don't even call me that. They didn't know that I was sick. As per way, the thermometer. We will just be knowing that you are sick. No, now. Tell someone that. I'm actually not feeling too well, but I'm healed in Jesus' name. And then we'll call you. you complain too much. I don't even know why. Whenever she did it, there's a way she just does that is someone that she likes. If you don't, you have someone that you like. Is this Sajidi that you like? Why are you complaining? In Acts 6, they complain. They are not serving us bread. Oh, bread. We cannot eat such. Bread. You complain everywhere. How many of you like to work with those that complain? You just like them. You like them around. They complain about everything. You like them. Nobody. Doesn't look good on YouTube. Everything, you're always grumbling. Like a bee. Or like a swarm of bees. By Shalom. So I'm full of the Spirit. I'm not a grumbler. You didn't say it very well. As long as I'm saying, I've said it, Jerry. I mean, I've said it to all this one. See, I'm not a grumbler. I don't murmur. I don't complain. I'm full of the Spirit. First, I've said it now. Amen. They can just not see anything that is good. Everything they see that is happening is bad. Life is miserable. No. Murmuring is a sin. In 1 Corinthians 10, doesn't get anybody anywhere. You know, the children of Israel, they were murmuring. They murmur, complain. God said, I have heard the cry of my people. 400 years! Say, now go and deliver them. When God sent the prince, I will deliver them. Say, who is this one? Of anybody I will deliver you, Moses. Hey, oh Lord. Not the way person who goes in for slavery. Oh. So Moses came. Say, God has sent me. Say, who is God? Say, I am. He's what? He said, I am that I am. He doesn't even know what he's saying. I am that I am. What's I am that I am? Moses said, I'll go to Pharaoh now. When he started seeing the miracle, he said, I think he's really small. Start packing bags. So the night, Moses led them out. He said, Moses! Go, Moses, go! Go, Moses, go! And he got to the Red Sea. He said, wait, Moses, wait. why didn't you just leave us in Egypt? Now you have made us meet the sea. Pharaoh is at the back with his army. The sea is in front. Where do we go? Moses said, the Egyptians you see today, you see them no more. Because we will die now. Because we are dying now. How are we going to see? We can't see them no more. I wish I can see them more. Then Moses stretched for the rock. And the sea parted. He said, hey, Jaffa! And then they escaped. They started singing. The Lord is mighty. The Lord is our song. He's our shield. That's the Lord's sin. The song lasted till they were hungry. I said, the Lord is our shield. Those are our mighty army. Oga Shepherd, you have led us out now. What are we going to eat? Moses said, there's no food. We're in the wilderness. I know. That's what I'm telling you. You should have left us in Egypt. In Egypt, that is our sister Shawarma. By all, put some bricks up, some bricks in a day. I can eat back. You have brought us to a land that there's no food. Moses said, the Lord will provide. So, quails came, they had meat. They said, I swear this is not a servant of God. Hey, barbecue. What are we going to do this? I'm going to give them water from rock. He said, you are the man. When I see people that God sent, I know them. You are the man. And after a while, he said, Moses, you barbecue every day. Every day, barbecue. Bread and egg. Me, I want to eat bread and egg. Bro. He said, there's no bread and egg in the wilderness. It's only animals that we can fry. He said, no. Yam and egg, as I am like this, that's the only thing that is doing. Giwa complain. You have left us in Egypt. Now there's no water. We are going to die of thirst. Look at 1 Corinthians 10, verse 10. Can we read verse 10 together, everybody? Neither murmur you, as some of them also murmured. And were what? That entire generation, none of them entered the land. None of them entered the promised land. Why? Because of too much murmuring, complaining, grumbling, moaning, whining. Thank you, Jesus. He caused them to perish. 1 Peter 4. You learning something? Verse 8. Above all things, have fervent love among yourselves. For love covers a multitude of sins. Can we read verse 9 together? Without grudging. That is, entertain, accommodate one another without grudging. I don't even know why this one came to visit me like this. Yeah, you didn't beg any member of the church to visit me.
Even this service is going, it's already getting long.
You don't have a lifestyle of complaining.
When will the teaching stop? Someone has taught there. Pastor, it's okay now. We already heard. You are full of thanks already. You are full of thanks.
Are you full of thanks like that? Murmuring is a sin.
Hallelujah.
What causes murmuring and lack of thanksgiving most times is a discontented life where you're not contented with what you have. Christians ought to be contented. But Paul told the church that godliness with contentment is what? Great gain. Learn to be contented. Take away ojukokoro from your life. Ojukokoro. You always want what you don't have. So I'm contented. Paul says to the church in Philippians, he said, I know how to abase. I know how to abound. You know what that means? When I don't have anything, I'm not shaking. When I have everything, I'm not shaking. I know how to suffer loss. I know how to have everything. He said, I can do all these things through Christ that strengthens me. So I can do all these things. Amen. When there's nothing, you're unshaken. And when there's everything, you're unshaken. Why? You are contented. You're contented. I saw a post on Twitter some weeks ago, and I asked to share it. And the brother, no, I don't know if he's a brother, but the very smart guy, he said something which I love. He said, contentment, when you have contentment, he says, everybody will think you have everything. You look at some people's life and you say, he has everything he needs. He's not, I like his life. Be careful what you like. He's just contented. Say, I just love Pastor. Pastor has everything. Really? You are just contented. Be contented. It does not cancel desires. It does not mean you cannot desire for higher stuff. Does that make sense? Contentment does not mean, now they tell us not desire. They keep my ambition. No. It cancels desperation. Now you are not desperate to get it at all costs. You are contented. Say, I'm contented. Come on. You know you are saying that? Pastor, I don't want to see. I'm contented.
Thank you, Jesus.
The life of a man is not in the abundance of things which he possesses. So don't make it a habit to not be full of thanks. You've always wanted that job. You've always wanted that school. Why are you suddenly not contented? So be filled with the Spirit, giving thanks.
Turn with me to Psalm 95 as I close. Psalm 95. I read verse 1. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with what? With thanksgiving. Let's come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. Psalm 136. Let us come before Him with thanksgiving. Psalm 136. Verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good and His what? Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for His mercies endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His mercies, to Him who alone does great wonders. For His mercies, give thanks. Amen. Say, I give thanks. Give thanks, for His mercies endures forever. So be full of the Spirit, giving thanks. When there is a situation, zoom in on the situation and give thanks. I love that song. In all things, we give You thanks. We give You praise and thanksgiving at all times. You know it. In everything, we give You thanks. Nobody knows it? We give You thanks. I'll teach you. In all things, we give You thanks. We give You praise and thanksgiving at all times. So the first one is, in all things, we give You thanks. We give You praise and thanksgiving at all times. In everything, we give You thanks. We give You thanks. Amen. Please display. Get the song ready for me. All right, so again, zoom in on the situation and give thanks. See how God is working and see that He is faithful. Amen. Give thanks for salvation. Amen. Give thanks for healing. Give thanks for family. Give thanks for the church. Give thanks for your relationships. Give thanks for your life. Amen. Cultivate the habit of just giving thanks. A story like that of a man who was robbed, was on his way back from work, and he was robbed, and they collected all his money and all of that. And when he got home, and he told the wife, and he said, "We give thanks. Thank you, Jesus." And I said, "You are just, you just collected all your money. I mean, you just withdrew your salary or something. And they collected everything. Why are you giving thanks?" He said, "Because they collected my money and not my life." The wife said, "Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense a bit." He said, "And much more. Because I was robbed and I was not the robber." I thought that makes sense. Amen. What's something to give thanks for? He said, "I was the one that was robbed. I wasn't the one holding the gun. I give thanks for that one." Hallelujah. In all things, this give thanks. What have you thanked God for lately? I'm asking you. Answer yourself. What have you thanked God for lately? Or is everything about you request? Then you're not full of the Spirit. Growing up, I always wondered why my mom, you know, she's always repeating it in her prayers. Let me say it in Yoruba. Adupe ori anu, adupe ori oni, adupe ori ola, adupe ori riri je, ori riri mu, aikubale oro. I will interpret what I said now, in case you think I'm doing incantations. That we thank you for what you've done for us yesterday, what you're doing today, and what you do in the future. We thank you for the fact that we can eat when we want to. We can drink when we want to. When I was doing my house job in Lutz, I had one of my postings where I was attending the ICU. And I think I've said the story before, I met a popular politician. That was just immediately after the COVID. Prominent politician. You must have seen that too, where you work. And this man said something. Because he heard my colleague call me pastor. That one, I don't know why he that one wanted to talk. Now he said, "Pastor, I want to quickly get to you. Come start to buy food or something." But he left. So he said, "You're a pastor." And the voice was faint. I said, "Yes." He said, "Let me tell God to take away all my money. I just want to be fine." My eyes welled up with tears. Let me tell God. I don't know the divine kind of message. But I saw the import of good health. Good health is underrated. Amen. Peace of mind is underrated. If you have ever been troubled in your heart, you will not have seen. They will give you food, it will not taste good. Thank God. I know you don't have all the money in the world. I know you have desires that are yet unmet. But in all things, give thanks. Amen. Give thanks and move. Hallelujah. Give thanks. Don't cultivate the habit of complaining every time. Thank you, Jesus. Earlier on, we looked at Philippians 4:6. Don't be anxious for anything. Whatever can cause you to be anxious can cause you to pray. Be anxious for nothing, but in all things, by prayer. Philippians 4:6. So if it causes you to be anxious, let it cause you to pray. And in prayer, with thanksgiving. Amen? With thanksgiving. Make your request known unto God. So while you have needs, pray and be full of thanks. Trusting God for the years to come. And thanking Him for the years gone by. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So your life is a joyful one. Amen. Regardless of whatever, we give thanks. We give praise to God, the Father of glory. You know, Jesus lifted up the bread. And He gave thanks. Sometimes even when things are not enough, just give thanks. Sometimes even when things are not up to what you're expecting, lead them up and give thanks. Hallelujah. This is what I've got, but I'm going to be thankful for it. Amen. Don't stop thanksgiving. So how do I know I'm full of the Spirit? Paul says, giving thanks always. Don't be a complainer. Don't be a grumbler. I don't even know when this one will happen now. Maybe if I have done this one that year like that they were begging me, maybe I would have shut up. Stop. Everyone has made mistakes, amen. But surround yourself with thanks, and you will see your life is a beautiful one. Amen. You wake up in the morning, you look at me and say, thank you, Jesus. This boy is up again. We go again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That cat I had yesterday has gone. Thank you, Lord. The cat has gone, but I still don't have money. Shut up. Hallelujah. I'm full of thanks. I don't walk in the sin of murmuring. Regardless of whatever is happening now, I know it will end in joy. At the end of it, everything will be fine. If it's not fine, then it's not the end of it. Amen. Can we just give thanks this morning? Go ahead and thank God. What have you thanked God for lately? For your brother? For your sister? For the church? Let's give thanks. Come on. You know, you can sing in other tongues. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 13 to 15, it says, when we speak in other tongues, then we give thanks well. When we sing in other tongues, we give thanks well. So go ahead and sing in other tongues. Simarade mananosa. Simarade le kaza zale. Simaratana. Come on, give thanks from the depth of your heart. Come on, give him thanks. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What have I done in my song? What have I done in my song? What have I done in my song? Give him thanks, give him praise. Come on, sing songs that bless his way. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I see what you've done, I see what you're doing. And I know you do great and mighty things for me. This heart is grateful. This little boy is grateful. This little boy is grateful. I don't murmur. I don't complain. I don't groan. I thank you for life eternal. I thank you for healings when I was sick. Thank you. Jesus. For the breath in my lungs. For your ever presence. Thank you for the help you give. Thank you for your faithfulness in my life and my family. Thank you for my education. Thank you for my job. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. 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 Thank you, I'm grateful, Lord. Say that I can't answer, hallelujah. For my family, for my wife, for my children. Thank you, Lord. Come on, give me praise. For my friends, for the knowledge of your word, for relationships that have brought my way, for answered prayers. I'm grateful for people who watch my back, for the people who gave me to watch, and express thanksgiving this morning. The Son of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you.